What's your ministry out here, Ken?
I've been coming out to talk to people about Jesus, and I guess you could say that the ministry here is a pre-evangelism ministry.
You're planting seeds.
I'm sowing and planting, right.
How long have you been doing this, Ken?
I got saved in 1970, and in about 1971, I started going out on the streets and talking to people, and I probably started preaching on the street in about 1972 or 73.
If you could tell one thing to a church member sitting on a pew, what would you say to them?
Well, I'd say as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And God led you as a church member to trust Jesus Christ, and that wasn't the end of God's ministry in your life. He said as many as are led by the Spirit of God in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, they are the sons of God. The Spirit of God wants to continue to have a ministry leading and guiding you in your life. He wants to be able to instruct you, and He wants to make your life bear fruit, and that is to find out what the will of God is and do it, so that when you get to heaven, you'll have some rewards when you get there.
Thank you very much, Ken. Is there anything you want to say on your own?
Anything I want to say on my own? Well, I'll tell you about these banners.
Okay.
Take a look at these banners. This banner is a, the one I'm using right now is an eclectic. It came from a picture out of Dr. Peter Ruckman's book on Tell It Like It Is, where the men were whipping Jesus. And then I added to it the arguments that are found in C.S. Lewis and Josh McDowell's book on the deity of Jesus Christ. For a lot of years, I used Dr. Peter Ruckman's book on our picture on the Great White Throne Judgment. And just to have a little variance in life, I worked on this banner and put this banner together to try and put men into a dilemma. I try and create a dilemma in people's lives. In other words, if Jesus is Lord, the horn is going to get them if they don't live for Him. But if they say that he's not God, that he's a lunatic, the horn's going to get them when they stand before God and they've wasted their lives and they end up in the Great White Throne Judgment. And so the dilemma that a person's in is Jesus Christ who he says he is and who the Bible says he is. The next thing I'd say, like to say, is if there's one book on earth that'll give a person power and authority to come out and do this kind of work on the street, and that's the King James Bible. There's no other book on earth that tells history in advance but the Bible. And the men that translated the King James Bible had the Spirit of God sit down beside them because they used the right Greek and Hebrew text. All the modern translations come from a group of Greek and Hebrew texts that were corrupted by a guy named Origen. And so the King James Bible is the seventh purification of the Word of God as it's found in Psalms chapter 12, where he says, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth purified seven times. So the seven purifications are the Word of God was spoken, and then it was purified in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. And then the trade languages of the world it was translated into were Old Latin and Old Syrian. And then at the beginning of the Reformation, the sixth purification was the Martin Luther's German Bible. And the seventh purification was the King James Bible. And he says, thou wilt keep them, O Lord, thou wilt preserve them from this generation forever. And so if you want power to be able to get out on the street and do something for God, you got to get a book that God bears witness to. And the only one will be the one that He chose the English words for. The English words that He chose are superior to any English words, and that makes the King James Bible superior to the Greek autography if anybody had it. And nobody's got it. So what we've got in our hands is the Word of the living God, and it proves it. And of course, it proves it by telling history in advance. And so for this unbelieving generation that we're living in, that's a generation that's full of relativism, that there is no absolute. The absolute truth is that God spoke to man, and he put it in a book, and that book is the only book on earth that tells history.